Total Transformation Radio is coming up next. But first, a word from our friends.
Philadelphia needs hope. Hope Pregnancy Centers on North Broad Street in Philadelphia has a mission to help women in crisis. In a safe, caring, and judgment-free environment, women receive free services like counseling, ultrasounds, supplies, education, and so much more. Hope's dedicated and loving staff offers personal support through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. On the front lines of Philadelphia, the need is great, but so too are those who step off the sidelines with financial donations that support Hope. If you have ever wondered how you can help, this is your moment to be a true lifeline. Give hope to Philadelphia by visiting multiplyhope.life.
Twist it, braid it, comb it, brush it, just don't break it. Tara Oils for all your natural hair needs at myteraoils.com. That's myteraoils.com. Free shipping. Limited time only.
This is Dr. Howard.
And First Lady Vanessa Howard.
From Total Transformation Radio on WWDB 860 AM. We are calling all indie Christian recording artists to submit your music to the new Spotify playlist at Buzzing Indie Gospel Music by Gospel Music Buzz.
If your music has a powerful gospel message with the lyrics to inspire, submit your Christian music to Gospel Music Buzz at Gospel Music Buzz at Gmail and on Instagram at Gospel Music Buzz.
We look forward to listening. Peace and blessings. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Good afternoon. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now, 888-329-3306. If you need prayer, if you want to comment, or if you just want to holler, today's topic on Transformation Monday is health and wellness. And our special guest today is Marcia M. Moore, owner-operator at Eat a Cure, Eat to Live, There's More to Life. Our scripture reading today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, and it reads, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Amen.
Amen.
We would also like to thank our listeners and our radio show sponsors at 30 Main Restaurant and Catering, Hope Pregnancy Center, Tara Oils, and Gospel Music Buzz. Blessings to all. First Lady,
yeah.
Before we get started with Marcia Moore, I'm fired up, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm fired up on CMOS. I'm fired up on the Holy Ghost. I'm just fired up to see a longtime friend that I've not seen in some years. It's been a long time. But before we get into all that and reading the bio and talking about Eat a Cure and talking about how good I feel as a result of drinking that CMOS, we're going to get into a moment of prayer. Amen. First Lady, can you open us up with prayer? And then we'll go into reading about Eat a Cure.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, we bless you today, Jesus. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, God. I'm excited about today's show, God, as we delve into your word that shows us medicinal ways and your creation and how you created things, even for healing, leaves for healing, thank trees for healing, fruits for healing, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that everything that you've created was good, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit who has all wisdom, power that lives within us, that gives us the knowledge, oh God, for us to put things together, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministry of Marcia, Lord Jesus, as you have given her a true gift of healing in her hands, Lord God, using nothing but the blood of Jesus, your creation here, right here in these trees, right here in these leaves, Lord God. We thank you for Total Transformation Radio, God, as we talk about the transformational power of Jesus Christ in our lives, and WWDB 860 AM for giving us the platform, hallelujah, to decree and declare your word over your people. Thank God for our listeners right now, God, and allow them, Lord Jesus, to just listen in, and whatever is spoken today will be for them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Let's
First
get
Lady,
it.
We thank you for ushering in the presence of God, and we're just here to have a good time and inspire someone today.
Come on.
Encourage someone today, Marcia, because I am truly encouraged. I am a witness. You know, I am a living witness that Eat a Cure products work.
We hype.
Lord, and Jesus. I'm telling you, I don't know who's listening out there who woke up the last several mornings, weeks, months, years with pain in their shoulders, tingling in their fingers, pain in their back. I'm telling you that this sea moss that I've been drinking for a week has alleviated all of that. And I'm telling the God's honest truth, because I want somebody to say, my Lord, I need to look at Eat a Cure and connect with Marcia more.
Well,
before
Dr.
you
Howard,
read her bio.
Wait, you gave your testimony. Can I get mine?
Look, I'm on fire today. I'm telling you.
Look, we sold out. We sold out. What's the one that we just asked you to make more of it?
The lemon ginger echinacea.
All right, y'all. So we started drinking this thing since Wednesday, right? Within 10 minutes, I ain't gonna lie to you, my eyes was like, bang. I did not feel tired. I had energy. And I'm like, oh, I could do this and I could do that. And I thought about it. Yo, it's that sea moss.
And she's drinking it right now in the studio, and I'm reaching over, grabbing.
Fired up.
Listen.
There's nothing but a sip left in here. She
said,
drank the whole cup.
Whatever she gave us, it was finished.
Finish.
Dr. Howard said, you better call Marcia and tell Marcia we need more of that. Okay, y'all.
Jesus.
And so she brought some in for
the
us
natural
today.
Natural juice.
I didn't even wait till the show was done. I said, yo, can I get some right now? Because I'm going to need some energy
and
for the show. Okay?
And she got it. She drank it.
We're just going to keep it real today. All
Amen.
Right? I'm so excited about this. But look how God has given you an idea. But first of all, okay, let me just read your bio. Okay, let's do
and
that.
Then let Marcia tell us all. Tell all.
You know,
Amen.
What inspired you to do this and
Amen.
How it all started. But let me read your bio.
Yes.
So the name of your business is Eat a Cure.
Yes.
Eat to Live, and There's More to Life. Amen. Eat a Cure LLC is a New Jersey-based alternative health and wellness company. Our mission is teaching you wellness living through various products and services, including Caribbean Craze Dance Fitness, health coaching, meal planning, sports exercise and nutrition, and food products. We use alternative foods, tips, and products such as herbal blends, sea moss, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free options, CBD, and more. Remember to eat to live, because there's more to life. I love that part. Come on now. Wow. Edicure provides sea moss blends and CBD hemp infused products, as well as wellness coaching. We have a variety of products, including cookies, juices, oils, rubs, and candy. You better go ahead, girl. I'm going to stop right there. I'm not even going to go into the benefits of sea moss.
We want to hear that from you.
Okay.
The chemist, the one at work, delivered by the Holy Ghost, giving you vision and wisdom. Marcia, we, like my wife was saying, we are so happy to see you. And I know it's been a long time. It's been almost a decade we were talking about earlier since I've actually seen you and we've seen one another. But we thank God that when God connects you to somebody, it's just like when you left off. Nothing has changed. Amen. And we've all grown and God has done some wonderful things in our lives. And we're just so happy to have you. Tell us about Edicure. But before you do that, tell us about the God in your life that has brought you a mighty long way.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am grateful to be here, number one. I'm grateful to sit before you two. Grateful for just the journey. A lot of times we run from the process.
Yeah.
But it's the process that's necessary to get the expected end.
My.
So for those that don't know, I was a forensic scientist and I ruptured a disc in my neck back in 2010, took me out of work. Within 3 years, I developed autoimmune issues, diagnosed with mixed connective tissue disorder. I don't claim any of it because healing is the children's bread.
Come on.
I'm walking in healing today, but that process processed me to what you see today.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So with that, developing the autoimmune issues, specifically MS, multiple sclerosis symptoms, where my left side will be paralyzed, almost like a stroke, muscle fatigue, weakness, not being able to use it, and literally being hospitalized. And then the other one is lupus, where you have chronic fatigue, burning from the inside out, almost as if you worked out and you did a little too many reps and you get that extra lactic acid buildup and that muscle burn. So imagine that muscle burn in your whole entire body. Comes a chronic fatigue, mental fog, cognitive issues. And I literally was bedridden and hospitalized on and off for 7 years.
Jesus.
And then on a walker and cane for an additional almost 4 years. So it was a 10-year journey.
Testify.
That I had to go through to get to where I am today. However, with God's grace, with the blood of Christ, and by his stripes we are healed.
I
held on to that. I held on, and to the point where if I never walked again, I knew as long as I had him with me that I would be well. And when I got to that total surrenderance, it was when healing came. So he started to heal me through alternative wellness, through my neurologist. Then as a chemist, I just like to learn. I like to grow. I did my own research. So I started to get well through CBD, hemp, and other alternative products. And then in 2020, actually, I was introduced to sea moss on a regular basis. I've heard of it. My family's from the Caribbean. You know, we've had it in certain drinks. A lot of people heard of like a sea moss gold drink or a golden milk drink, which is like a milk base, some coconut milk, some sea moss, and it's like a hot tea drink. So I have had it that way, but I actually got it from a friend trying to support them. I noticed I was starting to feel a little better, not as achy. And as you were saying, Dr. Howard, and I'm like, wow, this is some really helping me. Can I tell you, during that process of being bedridden and the whole nine yards, I was on 17 pills 3 times a day. I was pretty much non-functional. The natural wellness journey helped me come off most of that, but I was still on about 3 meds. After a couple years, I did start to get better. That's why I was on the walker and cane almost 4 years. Then I did the physical activity. I learned to walk again in the water. Now, it's humbling because it's forever before me. You know, some may say that's your thorn in your side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for me, it keeps me at the foot of the cross, number one.
Yeah.
Mm.
And number two, it helps me realize that I have to be intentional. So when you think of healing being a children's bread, we know about going to the elders when you sick, when you're sick. You know to get prayer. Yes. We know those scriptures, but we also know faith without works is dead.
Come on.
You have to be intentional. I had to learn my own body.
Jesus.
And literally in my last flare-up, it was a double flare-up. I had an MS flare where I was hospitalized for 4 days, coupled with a 25-day straight lupus flare-up. But that was the tail end. And when I was going through it, I didn't understand all of natural wellness at that point, but I was very in tune to my body because they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. I'm talking about 3.5 years of getting poked, prodded, tested. Ma'am, is this in your head? Because this test is coming out normal. This test isn't. This test is, you know, it was a lot to go through.
Wow.
So I truly suffered to sit in the seat that you see before me. Eat a cure is just like it sounds. You need to eat yourself well. And what you eat is not just what you take in physically in your mouth. You have to be well and whole mentally, emotionally, as well as physically. So that's what Eat a Cure is. Our products and services, their newest thing is the COVID compliance, where God is using me to infiltrate the TV and film industry. And in the midst of the pandemic, when everybody came back to work, people were scared. Well, I was on this thing and it was keeping me well. So I introduced it when I would come on set.
Wow. Wow.
So now I'm implemented it into a program. Where I literally pitch it to the movie producers to keep people on set well as have the energy. As y'all keep talking about the energy you're getting.
Yeah.
You're on set 10, 12, 14 hours. Yeah. You're exhausted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You take a nice 2-4 round shot, you good for another 4 or 5 hours.
Yep.
Woo, I'm telling you. Look, she's not lying. I'm already juiced up to begin with. I got something supernatural on the inside, but the reality is, this thing really does work. And I want to talk about your testimony for a moment because somebody out there is sick.
Yeah.
Somebody's laying flat on their back. Somebody's can't even get to the walker. They can't even get in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Somebody is struggling out there. But I want you all to know that the woman that I saw walk in this studio today, after hearing that testimony, is not the woman that she was talking about, but it's the new woman that God has restored fully.
Yes.
God has restored fully. And now she wants to comes bearing gifts to help others get restored.
Absolutely.
Eating a cure by the power of the Holy Spirit, by everything that God created naturally was good. It was good. So, Marcia, I'm almost weeping because I see the manifestation of God's healing right before our eyes.
Amen.
And I know someone out there needs healing right now more than ever. And I know that you are saying, I can't do it. It can't work. It can't. I'm telling you, this can work. This natural thing, I've only been doing it for less than a full week. And when I tell you, I was waking up every morning with burning in my shoulders, tingling in my fingers, low back pain, and none of that is happening now.
Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
And the energy level is even increasing in a natural, healthy way.
Yes.
So I want to encourage you, get in touch with Eat a Cure. Eat a Cure. How do we find you, Marcia, for those out there listening? How can they get in touch with you to get your products to help them get back on their feet?
So we are online, mostly online based at www.eatacure.com, just like it sounds. Eat a Cure. It's one word. There's also, we are a New Jersey based company, but we do service Philadelphia. We actually have local pickups from not too far from the station. Eat a Cure is affiliated with Exhibit A Studio right at 2745 North 47th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19150. We do give free 10-minute consultations because there are some stipulations with sea moss, which is the scientific name is known as Chondrus crispus. Mm. And if you have an iodine allergy, a seafood allergy, or a thyroid condition which requires medication, then it's not advised to take it because it is an iodine source and we don't want you to have an adverse reaction. Mm. However, Eat-A-Cure can coach you in other ways and other things. As a scientist, I've learned to blend 25 plus different herbs into my regimens. So literally, I am giving you how I live my life every day. I am giving you a part of me.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. God said he has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Yes, you said eat a cure is literally eating yourself into curing through what God has already given us. Yes. Everything that he created was good. The leaves that produces fruits, that, you know, that produces oils, that produces the healing that we need. Absolutely. And these are natural
products.
Right? And I love how you said you came off of the medication.
Yes.
Right? From taking, what, 14 pills?
17.
Three times a day to taking natural products. You know, I went back to the word because I got to give y'all a Bible, okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, Luke was a doctor.
Yes.
Wow. Luke was a doctor. And the Bible talks about, you know, different things in pertaining to getting medical help, right?
Yes.
For different ailments and things.
Jesus,
but the thing
Jesus,
is, you got to put medicine with God.
Yes, you do.
With the word of the Lord.
Jesus.
Because God can heal in so many ways. Someone said this, you can still take your medicine and still believe that God is going to heal you. Taking your medicine doesn't mean that God's going to stop to heal you. He's going to heal you when he's ready to heal you.
Absolutely.
Fully.
Amen. Amen. And mind you, I am a type 2 diabetic.
Mm.
Amen. And I still continue to take my medicine. But when I started taking this sea moss drinks on top of it, I'm telling you that the aches, the issues, the challenges and pain, things that I had, the tingling, all of that stuff subsided.
Yes.
So I am a living witness and testament to Marcia and Eat-A-Cure.
I thank God.
Because not only did she just blow our minds with her testimony over the last 10 years, but as how God did a miraculous work.
Yes.
See, and God will do the impossible. See, if we just walk by faith and not by sight, sometimes we just get so caught up in whatever. And the enemy is hitting us with the fiery dart saying, you'll never get up again, Marcia.
Yeah.
You'll never be healthy again, First Lady. You'll never be healthy again, Dr. Howard. But guess what? God had another plan.
Yes,
and
did.
Now not only did he heal you, now he's using you as a healing agent.
Yes, he is.
And a change agent.
Right.
But you know what I was trying to get to? Is you are a scientist.
My.
Yes.
And I'm going to say doctor.
The gifts
okay?
and the talents.
I'm going to say that.
Gifts and talents.
Now, I'm no medical doctor, so
okay.
I can't heal you, but I am going to give you
talents.
The education so that you can heal yourself.
But how is it that God, you already came with your knowledge, right? By going to school, studying this and the third. But he had to process you by putting you through the fire.
The fire. Somebody say it.
Yeah.
It's not fully processed until you've been through
the fire.
Until you've been through some fiery storms in your life. So you've been through the hail. You've been through the volcano. You've been through the hurricane. You've been through all the challenges in life. Then God says, wait a minute, you might be ready. Let me dip you back in the fire for a little bit longer.
The refining
to
fire.
To refine
okay,
you.
Yes.
Amen.
The refining
and,
fire.
And all of us need some refinement every now and again.
Yes.
Really, we need it every single day. And when you sit at the foot of the cross, we have to pick up that cross daily.
My God.
Daily. Yes. And you said something else, mind, body, and spirit.
That's right.
And the Lord put that in my heart going into 2022.
Mm-hmm.
He said, mind, body, and spirit, if they're not aligned, you can't function well.
You can't be whole.
Yes.
But check this out, though. Yes. Check this out. And the services that you include includes Caribbean Craze Dance Fitness. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So what God showed me was mind, body, and soul wellness, because you need all three to be well, to be whole and well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Caribbean Craze is the physical portion. I used it in the water first to be able to walk again every time I had those exacerbations or health flare-ups. So I was like, listen, I'm looking in the gym, I'm in therapy, and I'm like, I used to love to dance. So the Holy Spirit said, then dance. So I'm looking at the Zumba instructors, and I'm looking in the water, and I'm in warm water because I have fibromyalgia at this point and all these extra health issues. Temperature sensitivities. So I started in the water, created the program, and then when I got well enough and strong enough, I took it to the land. So that's where it came from at Exhibit A Studio. I actually teach at that studio. So it's just a fun way to keep yourself well. Who doesn't like to dance and have fun? And Caribbean music, and my music is intentional. Yes. It's edifying. You know, we do some mainstream, but mostly it's edifying. And I'm very strategic. I'm very surrendered to the Holy Spirit in how I try to slay the giant of sickness and disease. I have the dragonfly poetry and motivational speaking. That's the mental and emotional wellness. I have the Caribbean Craze Dance Fitness for the physical portion, and then the Eat-A-Cure products for the eating and physical portion of living well as well. So it is just a totality of how to be mind, body, and soul whole.
One stop shop.
Absolutely.
For mind, body, and spirit or soul.
Absolutely.
One stop shop with Eat A Cure. I'm telling y'all, there's a whole lot going on. And with the coaching, with the meal planning, come on, y'all. Y'all need help with meal planning.
Yes.
Anybody who got even maybe no kids or one kid or five kids, you need some help with meal planning. Amen. And you got that. So tell us about your meal planning.
So we started on a small scale. Again, we start out with individual consultations first. This year, we do plan to roll out a bigger program. But I'm also, as a chemist, I'm also certified in sports exercise and nutrition. So wherever God has me to go into, I make sure I do my due diligence to learn that field. So I take that as long as what I needed to be able to understand the portion control that's needed to eat, the amount of protein you need. So for those that don't understand CMOS, which is a big part of our program, you know, CMOS has a lot of health benefits. You know, it's not just for weight loss management, which is a plus. I probably lost a total of 56 pounds being on it total. Wow. Because of being on all those medications, your metabolism is slowed down.
Then
steroids just to keep you at bay.
Very right.
I had blew up to, I think, about 256 pounds, which I had never, ever been in my life. That started that. Then I had already had started my journey. So that really brought me down. I think I got down to about 168 being on the CMOS. And I think I was around 217 when I started.
Wow.
So it's for weight loss management, as you have gratefully said, energy. It gives you energy. It just has a lot of the nutrients and minerals your body needs, 92 of the 102 minerals your body needs.
Wow.
So it helps with, I heard you say earlier, Dr. Howard, about diabetes. I had clients where their A1C blood test, that tests for the insulin levels, they were at 9.1, taking CMOS daily in 60 days, it came down to 7.2.
Wow. Praise God.
So praise God. I just look at it as a multivitamin, a super vitamin. Literally, CMOS is seaweed from the ocean. That's really all it is. But
God's
when you
creation.
Think about it, it's absorbing all the minerals and the nutrients of that land. And it's usually in the Caribbean islands or, you know, or on the North American coast. It's been around for a long time. From the 1400s, the Irish used to use it for famine, during famine. So it's definitely been around. We're just getting educated, you know, as a society and a culture.
Yes.
You know, and the pandemic just magnified it because people were, you know, unfortunately losing lives and getting sick from the pandemic. So now people are listening.
Yeah. We are getting ready to go into our halftime show. When
we're
going to
get there. Time of halftime worship. But what are we going to do?
But when we get back, Marcy, I want you to tell us how you treat your cancer patients.
Absolutely.
With the CMOS.
Okay.
Wow. Well, we thank God for you, Marcia, and this
thank
time
you.
And all of our listeners out there who have been inspired and encouraged and can't wait to get their orders of this CMOS. I'm telling you, it will change your life. It's time for the halftime break at Total Transformation Radio on WWDB 860 AM with your boy, Dr. Howard, and First Lady Vanessa Howard. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
So many times and made so many mistakes. Yeah, I wanna get it right. And now my focus is your purpose, laying my life at your feet. Yeah. Take every part of me. Take all I'll ever be. I surrender totally. Lord, you are my destiny. Take control of my life. My hopes, my goals, my dreams. I surrender totally. Lord, you are my destiny. Yeah. Sometimes I lose my way. Still you show me mercy. Yeah, I'm blinded by your grace. Your love is so amazing. From all my sin and shame, you
saved me.
A new life you gave me. Father, and
now
my focus
is your blood.
Take every part,
take every part,
take all
out, take all
out.
I surrender totally,
'cause you are,
'cause you are my destiny. Take control of my life,
my whole life,
my hopes, my goals,
my hopes and dreams.
I surrender totally,
I surrender,
'cause you are my destiny. Take all my fears and fights. Till there's nothing left inside, but your authority.
All I ask of you,
your perfect will.
It's all I want to.
I surrender to
you. I surrender.
But you are my destiny.
Thank you. I'm ready, Lord, if you will let me. I love you, I surrender my everything forever. Say,
I'm willing, I'm ready, Lord, if you will help me.
Say,
I love you, I surrender.
Say,
my everything,
Daddy,
forever.
We are back again on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with your boy, Dr. Howard, and First Lady Vanessa Howard, and our special guest, Marcia M. Moore, with Eat a Cure. Amen. I pray that you enjoyed that time of worship. And now we're going to get right back into the teaching with Marcia Moore on this Eat a Cure and all this wonderful stuff that's happening here. Go ahead, Marcia. Talk to the listeners.
So for those that need to reach us, because we do the consultations, so you can reach us not only at the website at www.eatacure.com, you can reach us by phone number, area code 856-718-9139, as well as eatacure@gmail.com. So those are the ways that you can reach out with us. And where we ended is we were talking about the sea moss benefits. Mm. Now, I am not a doctor. I am just a scientist. And I'm not here to treat or diagnose, but I am here to help educate so that you can feed yourself. They say, you know, if you feed somebody for a day, you know, you give them fish, then you feed them for the day. If you teach them how to fish, then they'll be fed for a lifetime. So that is my goal. Definitely, I suggest that you consult a physician before implementing anything new into your diet. And realistically, maybe even a more holistic type of doctor or an OD type of doctor, as it's still new to some of the medical community, even though it is really getting embraced now. It's not FDA approved, but it is recommended in a lot of areas, and it's being spread because CMOS has different forms. Etacure uses it as a gel form where you can take it directly and mix that in anything that you have, shakes, teas. It's a thickener, so you can use it in gravies. You can cook with it, use it in icing. It's in salad dressings. Believe it or not, components of CMOS are in a lot of your everyday food items that you didn't even know.
And that's legitness.
Yes. Yes. Philly Matt. Yes.
So and it's good because of the nutrients that it has. So, you know, it definitely has your B vitamins, A, C, E, K, has iodine, potassium, sulfur, calcium, iron, selenium, sodium, manganese. Just like I said, 92 of the 102 minerals your body needs. So it's antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antimicrobial. Mm. It's for mental and physical health. We already talked about energy. We talked about diabetes. It's good for heart health. We already discussed weight management. It definitely improves your metabolism. You see they're over here. Almost jumping out of their seats, if y'all can see them. It clears mucus. It clears your chest. It's good for pneumonias, colds, bronchitis, intestinal problems, ulcers, supports joint and skin health. As you heard Dr. Howard talk about not having those aches and pains. And I recommend the 10-minute consultation because even those that may be allergic to iodine or have thyroid conditions that require medications, although you wouldn't be a likely candidate to consume, there's other ways that we can discuss even with the other herbs that we use in our company. But CMOS can be used as a face mask. It can be used in your hair. Wow, there's other ways to be able to utilize it and not ingest it to get that reaction. So I'm just here to educate, to share what has freed me, what has helped heal me, and been a blessing to just want to help heal others.
Hey,
so we specialize in even for our cancer patients, we help treat that cancer clients because under chemo, you have a lot of stomach issues or they can't eat. So this helps put some of the nutrients that are depleted. It's especially great for autoimmune issues. I was on IVIG, which is an immunoglobulin, because my autoimmune conditions had me fighting against my own body and depleting my antibodies, so which makes it hard to fight against colds. So being on the CMOS, I have not had a treatment since June 2020.
Wow.
And I started it April 2020. We are now in getting ready to hit February 2022.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow.
So I'm a living witness to the point where I'm not even on the medical CBD or anything anymore.
Wow. Mm.
As of the beginning of this year. So I'm a firm believer in it. I've watched it. I've lived it. Those that I've helped with it, I've watched their changes. You know, you do have to do your due diligence. You have to stay hydrated. You still want to cut back on your salts, your excess sugar, your processed foods. This is hopefully to give you a lifestyle shift. Yeah. It has to be a lifestyle change. You know, we have to be transformed in our minds into the likeness of Christ. So in doing that, you have to learn what paradigm shifts you need to learn to be able to live well.
Woo, a lifestyle shift.
Yes.
A change. And I've been telling y'all about the CMOS, but I also want you to know that the Lord inspired me going into 2022. He said mind, body, and spirit. And now we got Marcia and Etacure on here. I'm just so excited. The Lord for certain has pressed me to be in the gym just about every day for the last 2.5 months. And I burned over 65,000 calories.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. And I feel 20 years younger.
Oh,
and
now
love it.
Yes. And 20 years younger. And after this sea moss, I might feel 30 years younger. Praise
Absolutely.
Be to God.
Absolutely. And going to look it.
Woo. Amen. So I thank God for what you're doing in your education and your business, Marcia, because you're helping those out there listening say, wait a minute, there is hope.
Absolutely.
You're inspiring hope in these natural products that can help somebody get better.
Well, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Yes.
Come on.
So when I think of that, I think of all that we have at our fingertips.
Yeah.
And as a scientist now onto the natural or natural path, I'm really, really excited of just learning about the herbs of the land. And as Vanessa was talking earlier, like, it's so many benefits. Your average medications are derived from natural herbs. So, you know, they're isolated and the chemicals are reproduced in a laboratory, which is something I know.
Yeah.
So literally, the Holy Spirit just showed me modern day apothecary.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine who just texted me and said, what's her website? Can you tell us your website?
Yes, it is www.eatacure.com. One word, eat a cure.
Amen. And that's www.eatacure, and that's EATACURE.com.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
Well, what I heard was you were on CBD and you cut back tremendously. Did you cut back altogether because of the chronic pain you were in? And so I don't like to talk about the CBD too much, right? Because it gets me upset, right? Because we got a lot of people in prison because, you know, FDA and the government, whatever, couldn't make money off of it. I said it.
Yeah. And times are changing.
Times are changing.
Yeah.
Where people were back then, they were getting locked up. If they had, like, you know, those dime, I don't know about it, but they had it with them. And it was considered a drug that was illegal at the time. Mm-hmm. But now we can make money. They can make money from it. Now it's okay. They better release every one of them. People up in prison.
I agree. And I do know some states are actually working on that. They're actually going back to what may be classified as like petty crimes or smaller crimes where cannabis was involved. And they are starting to change that where the records can be expunged.
Thank you.
It's probably, you know, years off in the fullness, but they're definitely in the process of that. I also had to learn, though, there's so many parts to the plant. And as a chemist, I learned. So I've stopped smoking as of January. Number one, smoking, you're only getting 20% of the medical benefits. 80% is getting burnt off when it's lit.
So I had to
learn the difference, and that's where I try to come in. Eat-A-Cure tries to educate, number one, to break the stigmas, and number two, to get you to see the fullness of what you can utilize. You know, why entertain something or deal with something unless you understand what it is that you're doing and taking?
That's right.
You know, and we blindly do that daily with the things that we eat, the things that we
medicine
see,
prescribed.
The things that we just accept, you know.
Do your due diligence, people.
Yes, part is learning for yourself. You know, you do have research at your fingertips now. You know, be mindful of your sources, make sure they're credible sources. But educate yourself. So I learned all parts of the plant to be able to cook it and melt it down where if I do have another exacerbation, I can always melt down the plant into a oil form or a tincture form and put it in food, which is one of the treatments that we do use, is put it in that. So I no longer smoke it. And since I've been consistent with the sea moss and not smoking, I think I've only needed a CBD edible maybe twice.
Wow.
Since January. So, you know, I'm definitely walking in total healing.
Can you give us some of those benefits, though, of the CBD benefits?
Okay. The CBD benefits. I didn't know everybody's leery to talk about it, so yeah. I try not to even bring it up.
You're okay. You're okay with us. You're okay.
But it's definitely a plant, and it is a natural remedy. We definitely use it to help treat our especially cancer clients as well. So, but it's definitely helps autoimmune issues, which is why I was taking it. Mm-hmm. Great for rheumatoid arthritis, MS, CINV is like a neurological issue, like muscle issues, helps with muscle pain, joint pain. And then naturally, we know people consume cannabis for like the anxiety, rest your mind, definitely helps with depression if taken properly. And that's another thing. As a chemist, I learned how to microdose. Mm-hmm. And even when I got well, before I went full-fledged into the business, I actually had the pleasure of working at a medical marijuana dispensary. So I literally was firsthand taking my chemistry lab experience and now literally bringing it to the wellness industry. So I literally was in it. It's not just something I just practiced. Yeah. So I took that knowledge and literally was able to apply it. But CBD definitely helps with nausea and inflammation, acne, and a lot more. And the and the sea moss as well. So for certain clients, I kind of do a combination, you know, for their wellness journey, and understand that sometimes you still may need some medication, you know, prescribed from a doctor, and that's okay. You know, it took me a long time to get there.
But
if you take the wellness journey over time, your body regenerates every 7 years anyway. You have a completely new body, all new cells, all new everything. So if you start that journey, you know, you can't get rid of what you've abused your body for 20, 30 years and get rid of it in 6 months.
Wow.
However, if you take the initiative and do the lifestyle change over time, you'll see.
Ooh,
I have a friend of mine does take CBD. She does smoke it, but because I'm not too knowledgeable in it, it almost makes her non-functioning. Like it makes her high, if you will.
That's more the THC, the cannabis, which, not to cut you off,
is more
of like the, this is the best way I can explain it to people. THC is more for the pain.
Yep.
Tetrahydrocannabidiol.
Always in
pain. So that's the part of the cannabis plant that gives you the euphoric feeling, the head high, the relaxation when you're under chronic pain or chronic illness may be needed for your body to go into a state of rest in order to heal, because your body needs to rest to heal. It can't heal if it's constantly going or attacking itself.
Uh-huh.
So I do agree for a portion of it for a time.
Yes.
So I look at it as the THC is like taking a Tylenol 3. So you know, a Tylenol 3 is strong enough for the pain, and then that codeine is going to knock you out a little bit.
Right, but you can't do it every day.
Right, and for some people that need to work or need to be functional, it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then the CBD portion is more of like your ibuprofen. So it's mainly to deal with the receptors in the body that work on inflammation. So those are the differences. And then, like I said, I learned how to microdose, so I can dose it any way I see fit for whatever the need is.
Yeah.
And I teach you that. I'm not just giving you a product.
No. So what you said blew my mind, though, when you talked about when you smoke it, you only get, say,
20% of its
only
benefits.
Only 20% of the benefits. And so I love that. Marcy, you...
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'm so proud of you right now,
thank you.
Sister.
This is a blessing.
We were throwing things at you. This is not rehearsed.
No, not at all.
She doesn't have questions.
She knows her stuff.
She knows her stuff. We were just throwing questions at you. You educated me so much on this, and I'm going to refer my friend to you because I want her to be more functioning. She needs to get on this sea moss drink, okay? Because God may want to shift some things, you know, in her life, just like he did for you.
Absolutely.
And I truly believe that. It's beautiful, sister.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, we are almost at the end in time for our preacher's corner, but I want to say thank you
so much.
Thank you,
Marcia Moore, and thank you, Ida Cure, for educating us. blessing us and sharing your testimony of healing and transformation with us.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for you. And as we are about ready to go into our Preacher's Corner, we just want to thank you again, all of our sponsors and listeners out there. Be encouraged. And come back and see us again next Monday, every Monday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., Total Transformation Radio on WWDB 860 AM. May God bless you and keep you.
Hi, I'm Lady Artis, and I bring you greetings from the Warrior Wives and Women in Wait online ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Today's scripture reading can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and its verses 19 through 20. I'm reading the NIV version. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. When I read these verses, I immediately think about stewardship. When most people hear the term stewardship, they probably relate it to how they manage or spend their money. We often give little thought to the fact that our physical bodies are one of the greatest blessings God has given us to steward over. Stewardship means the conducting, supervising, or managing of something, especially the careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. During our lifetime here on earth, we are only given one physical body. So a rational thought would lead us to believe that we would be great stewards of them. However, most of us aren't. Even when we begrudgingly acknowledge that maybe we should take better care of ourselves, we tend to think that that means something like cleaning up our caloric intake or adding exercise to our lives or even drinking more water. Those are good steps, but there's more to being a good steward of your physical body than that. What about your mind? Are your thoughts healthy? Your emotions? If you really want to be a good steward of the body God has gifted you, then you have to understand that God's wisdom is what we need. It is God's word that teaches us how to be good stewards of our temples. If you're interested in growing your relationship with the giver of life himself, if you understand that you no longer belong to yourself, but that you were bought with a price, say this prayer with me. Father, I admit that I'm a sinner. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you sent your son Jesus to die for my sins. And because he rose again on the third day with all power in his hands, I have been adopted into the family of Christ. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior this day. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer with me, you are saved. It is my prayer that as you listen today, something was awakened within you to cause you to be a better steward of the precious gift that is you. I pray you will dig in and eat of God's word, and that it may nourish you with wisdom and knowledge. That you may begin to surround yourself with your new family of believers that can support you on your journey to health, wealth, and wellness. Thanks for listening. Be blessed.